everyone, I'm Blair O'Neill with the Golf Channel, and you're listening to Southern Fairways Radio, hosted by Randy Bergen. Now, let's have some fun with Southern Fairways Radio.
Here's Tua stepping back, loads up, looks long, throws end zone,
touchdown!
Alabama, Devontae Smith, touchdown, Alabama, and the Crimson Tide has once again ascended to the top of the college football mountain. Their fifth national championship in 9 years, their 17th overall.
45, there goes Davis!
Oh my God!
Davis is going to run it all the way back! Auburn's going to win the football game! He ran it back 109 yards! Holy cow! Oh my God! Auburn wins! Auburn has won the Iron Bowl!
Seen anything like that?
Dad, good Saturday morning to you. Here we go. Buckle up. It's the fastest hour in radio as we welcome you to another edition of Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show. We're broadcasting live from our Strixon studios located right here in South Alabama. And as always, today's show is presented by McConnell Automotive, where there are no shenanigans and hassle-free buying at McConnell Automotive. They're located east of I-65 on Dolphin Street, or you can check them out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. Cast of characters in here with me today. We're going to start right there. To my left is the director of golf at Quail Creek Golf Club, PGA teaching professional, Mapodzi, sweet swinging Bobby Hall. B, how you doing, my man?
Hey, doing good. Just left Mighty Quail, head up here. Got to be careful driving up 181 now. All the traffic around here, man. It took several stoplights and a lot of traffic, but Baldwin County's growing. Got some good weather ahead of us. I was checking the weather for the week, so we're going to have great weather the next 4 or 5 days. We still could use a little rain, but it's a good time to get out, play some golf, get outside, and enjoy the great weather.
Did you happen to check for next Sunday?
October the 5th,
for our tour championship on Southern Fairways Golf Tour.
Not that far in advance.
Okay. Well, very good.
We shouldn't jinx that.
Okay, so let's not do that. Also hanging out with us, a good friend of ours, he is the director of instruction at the Country Club of Mobile, and he's also the swing coach for Joe Durant, who's on the Champions Tour, a good friend, Mr. Ray Schussel. Ray, as always, it is a pleasure to have you in the house with us, brother.
Thank you, Randy. Good to see you and Bobby. Beautiful Saturday, like Bobby's saying. So, Randy, I just pulled up the forecast, 83 degrees okay. Next Saturday. So that's the high. So okay. Y'all going to have a beautiful day, and so there you go.
You don't see any precipitation in that
24% right now.
Okay, well, we're okay with that. We'll take 24%.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
We did a ball game last night at the Daphne Spanish Ford game. No rain expected, and it poured down two-thirds of the game. So let's hope that doesn't happen on October the 5th. We are glad to have you here with us. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday morning. Big show lined up for you. We've got a lot to get into. We're going to be talking some college football, some big games going on today. You got the Ryder Cup going. Guys, I'm going to let y'all talk a lot about that because it is USA's got to do something. We got to get it tuned up here. Just a little bit. We came out dull yesterday. I got some thoughts I'm going to throw at you and get your point of view on. But let me go ahead and set the table for you. On our all-weather roofing guest line, we're going to have Billy Duren on with us. Billy is the CEO of Threaded Fasteners. And big golf tournament coming up on October the 10th. He's going to tell us all about it at Magnolia Grove. Excited to have Billy on with us. Bottom of the hour, we head over to Athens, Georgia, where our Alabama correspondent, Mitch McConnell, he's there, and he said, man, I have got more – how did he say that? I've got more information to throw at you that would choke a horse. Something paraphrasing, obviously. But and I can tell you, when Mitch says he's got it, he's got it. So that'll be coming up at the bottom of the hour. And then we'll close out the hour, giving maybe some of our predictions for some of the college games today. So there's some
Absolutely.
Good ones. Who saw the miss got today?
They have Jacksonville State in Hattiesburg tonight at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Jack State comes to town, so hopefully they'll have a win. They had a close one last week, got beat, but we're looking for better things this year, Southern Miss, to the top.
There you go. Ray, let's talk about one of your students. Now, we'll talk about Joe Durant in a few moments, but Francis Brown, who played at UMS Wright, one of the top golfers in not only the state but in the Southeast, now at Auburn. How's she doing? Has she played in any tournaments? And if so, what's been the results?
Well, the team just got back from Canada, and they won a tournament. Auburn won up in Canada this Monday and Tuesday, a big win. Ole Miss was playing, who won their first collegiate event. Tennessee was playing, and some other schools. So Auburn real excited to win that tournament. Frances played as an individual, first collegiate event. She shot 76-75. Not what she wanted, but not bad for your first, you know, true freshman playing your first college tournament in Canada. She was disappointed. They're going to have a qualifier for her next event Monday and Wednesday where they, you know, they're going to qualify for the fifth and the individual spot. She's getting a lot of great experience. The first event of the year, she got in a five-hole playoff for the fifth spot against a fifth-year senior, lost on the fifth hole. But she's, you know, she's up there competing for one of those spots with, you know, on one of the top teams in the country. So she's learning a lot, getting a lot of good experience with great coaches. So she's excited.
Ray, in high school, they play a certain yardage. Is that yardage changed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. High school golf's played very short.
Yeah.
Very short.
And because I was wondering, because her scores are typically start with a six.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It seems like her whole high school career.
They generally, when you get to college golf, you're playing 61 to 63 at her level, Division I girls golf. That's kind of where they play from. But those girls can hit it. You know, there are a lot of girls that can bust it out there.
Bobby, we've talked about this quite a bit. Of course, we're going to get into some football here in just a second. But we've said if you really want to improve your golf game, you really want to swing better, watch girls, watch the women, watch the LPGA. We can't hit the ball like Cam Young or Bryson DeChambeau.
Well, I don't know if y'all were paying attention, but earlier today, Rory McIlroy was 177 yards out. Guess what club he hit?
Don't tell me.
Pitching wedge.
Yes.
I saw it.
I mean, that's not – well, I mean, it's just –
it's ridiculous.
It is. Now, golf is – you know, you can call me an old fogey or whatever, but golf's not – was never meant to be played with a wedge from almost 180 yards out.
Right.
They don't get me on that horse because they let it get out of control.
Let me just put it to you like this. If that's the distance that Bobby and I have – hybrid.
Well, I'm saying, if you get a wedge from 180 yards, I mean, you put a wedge in your hand every, you know, Bobby, you're going to play some pretty good golf, right?
Right. Yeah, 177. No,
I mean, it's just
that's
silly.
That's really hard. 6-iron, maybe 5-iron, 5-hybrid.
How is Joe doing? Joe Durant, obviously the swing coach for Joe Durant, who is on the Champions Tour. How's he doing?
He's been struggling a little bit this summer. You know, he's 36th on the Schwab Cup, so he's still in good shape to, you know, he's exempt next year. But he'd like to finish strong. They play the Furyk event this coming week,
right,
and then they kind of start getting into the last few events for the year. But he's okay. He hurt his wrist this week. He was going to come over Wednesday, and he actually hurt his wrist practicing, so he got a cortisone shot. And hopefully that's going to, you know, he's just doesn't have any, it's just bone on bone in his left, under his left thumb. So he has to do that every now and then, you know, 61 years old, things start kind of not working.
You're telling me.
Yeah, I'm 65 and it's different. You know, your mid 50s to your mid 60s is a different chapter.
And the golf swing changes tremendously.
Right. But he's hanging in. I mean, he's competitive. He almost won in Houston this year, and he's busting his tail to, you know, stay with him and stay out there.
Speaking of Texas, good friend John Drago, tournament director for the CJ Cup, Byron Nelson, is one of the officials out there. As a matter of fact, he went off first with DeChambeau and JT yesterday.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so he'll be on with us next Saturday, and he's got some stories he's going to be able to tell us for sure.
I got an email from him this morning, and he said he saw the two best shots he's ever seen, both from the European team in the first match, with DeChambeau and them, and so we'll get him to talk about that. He said it was just fabulous what those guys can do.
Right now it looks like every shot they're making is pretty fabulous. Yeah. I mean, they're laying it on us.
Just playing great golf. I mean, you just got to tip your hat to them.
Well, that's something I want to talk about. We'll get to it in the next segment, but obviously the Europeans are doing it out there for pride. America's doing it. They got 500,000. Each of them got 500,000, 300,000 going to their favorite charity, but they're putting 200 in their pocket. Does that play a difference? To me, I'm watching this, and I'm seeing a difference. So I don't know. Hey, do want to remind you, you can speed dial us. So put it on speed dial, 251-343-0106. And if you're traveling, you can keep up with us by going to the FM Talk 106.5 website. You can go to TuneIn Radio, X, YouTube, Spotify, or anywhere you get your podcast. And for those of you in Central Alabama, North Alabama, tune in to Radio Alabama, 13 stations under their umbrella. Lee Perryman, awesome, awesome dude, and we are happy to be part of their family. All right, we're going to take our first time out. When we come back, we're going to talk with Billy Duren. He's the CEO of Threaded Fasteners, a big golf tournament coming up. He'll tell you all about it as Southern Fairways rolls on. And welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show. I am Randy Bergen, joined with a good friend. He is one of our podsies, Bobby Hall, Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall. He's the director of golf at Quail Creek Golf Club in beautiful Fairhope, Alabama. And guys, time to go to our all-weather roofing guest line and welcome another good friend of ours. You know him, Mr. Billy Duren is on the line with us, CEO of Threaded Fasteners. Billy, thank you for taking time to be with us, and excited to have you.
Rain, thank you so much for having me on here. We're excited about our golf tournament that's coming up this October 10th, and looking forward to telling you all about it.
Well, I tell you, that's why I want you. We've got you on here to tell us all about it, because you've been doing this for a little while. It's a great cause, but before we get into the tournament itself, kind of let's go do a little history real quick. Tell us how, when you started it, and who the benefactor of this tournament is.
So when we were, so our company is an employee-owned company, and when we set up the structure, Coach Mike Godfrey was our keynote speaker, and I got to know Coach Mike a little bit through him coming and be a part of our evening, but learning more about Team Focus, it just kind of became we just partnered with what can we do to help for our community? What can we do to help these young men? And so when Coach Mike came, we wanted to know what his fee was. He said, hey, just sponsor one of the young men for camp. Well, that's kind of how it started. You know, I think it may have been a $1,200 donation for him to come and speak. And he came and encouraged our team. And I just love the work of Team Focus, and we've been doing this since 2007, I think was our first tournament, maybe 2008. But we have grown this tournament into something special. We have a lot of our branch managers and sales guys come in from all over the country. Some of our customers and our partners are in the tournament with us. So it really has turned into a big event. As a matter of fact, Randy, we are almost sold out for this year on the tournament, and that's exciting because we get to write a big check to Team Focus when that happens.
You know, and that is great. That is very good, Billy, because as a matter of fact, now hold on, I got to get my group in there, so save me at least one spot.
We got
right?
you a spot.
I appreciate that. But we're going to tell folks how they can do it. How they can join, become a part of this if you still have room available. But the real neat thing is Team Focus, as you mentioned, just a great, great cause. And Mike does he and his wife, Mickey, have been doing this for quite some time, and they do a wonderful, wonderful job. And certainly I know that you have teamed up with them, and it is a blessing, no doubt about it. Now, let me ask you this. It looks like you still have some sponsorships available if someone wants to be a sponsor. Is that correct?
Yeah, they can come along and help sponsor this tournament. You know, this is Team Focus's 25th year, and over 8,000 young men, Coach Mike and Mickey and the team at Team Focus have mentored. You know, this organization was set up. Coach Mike lost his dad when he was a young man, and he knew what it was to grow up without a father. So this organization was set up for it is mentoring It was to walk alongside these young men, but the practical application, not just setting up tutoring, but this is a camp that we have every summer, teaches these young men how to tie a tie, how to do an interview, how to sit at a table, what table etiquette looks like. I mean, it's just an incredible organization that sows in to these young men. And also the most important part that is, you know, leading them to the Heavenly Father. So it is an incredible blessing to be a part of it. And we're so thankful for Coach Mike and Mickey and the work that they do for Team Focus.
Well, I got to tell you, too, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, we were at the Team Focus banquet this year. Coach Cleveland and I had the opportunity to sit with Joe Gottfried and his wife and daughter and at their table. And Coach DeBoer was the keynote speaker. And, man, just a wonderful time there at that Team Focus banquet for sure. All right, it's going to be October the 10th. It's a shotgun start at 8 a.m. at the Robert Trent Jones Magnolia Grove Golf Course in Mobile. Guys, look, here's the deal, okay? It's 8 o'clock. That means you get off all day. So it's a great cause if you just need the day off as well. So take advantage of it. Now, if someone wants to join, get a team in there, how do they do that?
So they can call us here at our office at 251-432-0107. As for Sarah, Sarah's going to get you put in. You can email me. You can email me directly, BillyD@tfmfg.com. We'll get you hooked up with Sarah. We've always got opportunities. And, look, even if you can't play golf and you want to be a part of this mission that is Team Focus, reach out to anyone in our company, and we can help connect you to Team Focus.
Billy, I got to tell you, looking forward to it. Just a couple weeks away, October the 10th.
Just a couple weeks away.
Exactly, and it's going to be 8 a.m. at the Robert Trent Jones Magnolia Grove Golf Course. So be a part of it. And, Billy, I want to thank you for taking time to share this with us, and we're looking forward to getting out there playing with y'all on October the 10th.
Randy, thanks so much. It's always an honor to be on this call with you and to talk about what we're doing. Appreciate what you do for our community. It is people like you that makes Mobile a special place, so thank you.
Well, that is very nice of you to say that, Billy. I certainly appreciate that. I really, really do. And much success on your golf tournament every year. It seems to get just a little bit better each and every year. Don't know how you do it, but you do it. That's Billy Duren, the CEO of Threaded Fasteners. That golf tournament is happening at Robert Trent Jones, Magnolia Grove in Mobile on October the 10th. That's a Friday morning, 8 o'clock shotgun. Good, good stuff. You're listening to Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show with Randy Bergen and the gang on the SFS Radio Network. All right, Bobby, so we put you in there, right? You're there October the 10th, right?
October the 10th.
October the 10th. Robert Trent Jones, Magnolia Grove in Mobile will be a lot of fun. A lot of folks. Great cause for sure. Thanks to Billy Duren for being on the show with us. Randy Bergen along with Bobby Hall and Ray Schuessler. Glad that you are with us. We're going to talk a little more golf. We'll get to some football coming up here just about 6 minutes or so. But I do want to talk a little bit about the Ryder Cup. We were talking about the Euros and how they're not getting paid. They're doing it for pride. They're doing it for their countries. And the Americans are getting paid. $500,000, $300 goes to the favorite charity, $200 goes to their, I guess, their checkbook. And when I'm looking at some of this, and let me just say real quick, Bobby, I got to throw a shout out before we get into that. We got some friends playing some golf, about 12 of our buddies playing golf over in Destin listening to us. So Matt Blevins, Terry, Tripp, all y'all. Yes, we're jealous. We don't like you right this moment, okay? No, we're glad y'all are playing, man. I know y'all having a great time with the playing some really neat golf courses over there, so I can't wait to talk with them when they get back. But whenever – and they're playing for money too, Bobby. Don't know if it's as much, but it could be.
Yeah, but the pride is just as big.
Just as big. There's no doubt. No doubt. But what's your thought on it? Now, Ray, I'm going to ask you yours too, because I have a little bit of a – look, I understand, but whenever you look at the money these guys have made – all right, I'm going to start with the bottom number 12 on the U.S. Ryder Cup team, Ben Griffin. His net worth, $7 million. He won $16 million in career prize money right now. You look at Colin Morikawa, who's won over $42 million in prize money. Sam Burns is $34 million. J.J. Spahn, with two wins, is $25 million. Just go right down the list here. Russell Henley, $46 million. Cameron Young, $24 million.
let's see, Patrick Cantlay, $57 million. Justin Thomas, $70 million. Bryson DeChambeau, he's got $60 million. Xander Schauffele is at $60 million. And, of course, number one, Scottie Scheffler at $98 million. Does the $200,000 really mean that much to you when you got that kind of money?
Right, yeah. It's taken away from the pride and the loyalty that I wouldn't say loyalty, but the pride to play. Yeah, it's like, well, if I don't win, I still got this to fall back on or whatever. I agree with you.
But that's my point, mm-hmm. is I got my money, so yeah, good luck. Hey, let's go out and try to play well. That's Ray, and that's – I don't think anybody has that viewpoint, but I do.
No, I agree with you. I mean, I think anybody of our generation agrees with you. I think some of the younger people may side with these players. You know, it's just a different world now. You know, it is. Like Watson said, he says he cannot stand the fact that these people are being paid to play in the Ryder Cup now. Even, you know, some are claiming all the money's going to charity. Some, I don't, you know, who knows. But I think it's a generational opinion.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, right now the Euros are leading by 4 points. Yeah. It's 7.5 to 3.5. All the Euros need are 14 points. We got to get 14.5 if we want to get that trophy back.
We need this morning match bad. It's going to be hard to overcome. You know, you could flip it this afternoon. Maybe they will, but it, you know, you just got to look at the math of what it takes to retain or win it. And, you know, everybody wants to see a great singles day tomorrow. It just makes for exciting TV.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Hey, we're going to take the time out here in just a second, get into some college football. We're going to visit with Mitch McConnell, who is in Athens right now, getting ready for that Alabama-Georgia game. We're going to go through and take a look at all the schedules, get your predictions and all that. But before we do that, we'll wrap it up with a little golf here. Ray, have you got a quick tip for me? And, Bobby, I'm going to swing it to you too.
Well, if you watch these guys yesterday that made putts, there were saw highlights last night. I didn't get to watch all of it yesterday, but I did watch some. And the ones that made the pressure putts kept their head quiet. If you watched it, they did not, you know, peak at all. And that's, you know, something in a full golf swing, Bobby, as you know, you can kind of get out in front of it and stuff like that. But that was very telling to me. You know, the ones they had to make, they just, as they were making the stroke, they let the stroke finish before they looked forward. It's like Gary Player used to say. He said, listen to the ball going in the cup.
Mm-hmm. It's funny you mentioned Gary Player, because I was just about to say, Gary Player told Trevor Immelman before he won the Masters, keep your head down just a half a second more in your putts.
Payne Stewart whispered to his wife after he made that putt at the U.S. Open when he hugged her on the green. He said, I did not move my head all day.
Made a difference.
So there you go, Bobby. You got 60 seconds.
Hard to follow up on that one. I still am a big advocate on your short game from the 7-iron, 8-iron, 9-iron wedges. You're trying to hit more greens. You're trying to improve your shot pattern. As I like to stay grounded, I know these guys on their driver, they pick up their feet. We all see them jump. They're up on their toes, the ladies, the men. But they're creating centrifugal force at such a fast speed that they go out and you come off the ground. And we use the ground force reactions to help us hit it further. But when you're trying to hit greens and you're inside that 150, 140, 130, and you're trying to hit greens, keep your weight on your left side. That also keeps your head still during the swing. So as you take your swing, if you're right-handed, you'll feel a little more pressure on your left foot. You'll stay steady, your head will stay still, and you'll strike your short irons much better. You'll hit more greens.
That's a good one right there.
Great.
Great.
Love it.
Y'all right there. Let me write those down so I can certainly use them. All right, we take a timeout. When we come back, we head to Athens, Georgia. Mitch McConnell, he's up next. We talk Alabama football as they get set for Georgia, and we'll go around the SEC as Southern Fairways rolls on.
Hey, get her done. You know who this is Larry the Cable Guy. And you know who you're listening to? That's right, Randy Bergen on Southern Fairways Radio Show. And if you're not listening to him, you're a communist. These boys is good.
And welcome back to Southern Fairways. I am Randy Bergen along with Sweet Swing and Bobby Hall. He is the director of golf at Quail Creek Golf Course in Fairhope, Alabama, and the director of instruction at the Country Club of Mobile. Ray Schuessler hanging out with us. As guys, we go to our all-weather roofing guest line and welcome in another great friend, a great sponsor, just an all-time dude, number one in our book, Mitch McConnell with McConnell Automotive. He is in Athens, Georgia, getting set for that Alabama-Georgia ball game tonight at 6:30. And, Mitch, thanks for taking time to be with us. I know you're right in the middle of it, brother.
Randy, it might be a little loud in this hotel because some Georgia fans got lost and showed up and wanted to heckle us. I think it's what happened. I don't know what's happening here, but there's a lot of people wearing the wrong color red and just walked in here. But, no, man, it's an exciting atmosphere. Evidently, there's a big game in Athens tonight, and there's a lot of people excited. But we're actually at Chateau Elan is where the team stayed last night. The great golf course. I'm going to be sad when I pull out of here in a minute to head to Athens tonight. Tee it up over there. Looks like I played it, but it's been a long time. But I'm excited about the game tonight, man.
Well, Chateau Elan, yeah, that's been a little while since I played there. But, boy, you talk about a nice course. You played there?
No, a buddy of mine, Ford Hanley, I think he's played. Ford, he and his wife are staying there this weekend, and he was telling me he was going to play there. So I hope maybe you ran into him, Mitch.
As a matter of fact, Bobby, you carted Ford's wife around. It was a girlfriend at the time playing on the tour, if you remember.
That's right.
Yeah. Sure did. Yeah. So, yeah, good
I
stuff.
I think some of the football players, Bobby, were confused because they weren't sure if they were at a wine resort or going to play a football game when they showed up last night. But I think Coach DeBoer wanted to get them anything away from Atlanta or Athens, and the team sure seemed focused. So I think maybe he made a good choice.
Well, let's break it down. I mean, Alabama comes in ranked 17th. Georgia is 5th. Of course, this is when these two teams get together, it's always going to be a humdinger. And the line right now, Georgia is giving up 2.5 points. The over-under is 54.5. Do you think it's going to be that high scoring of a game?
I do. And here's the big question that I think Alabama fans have, but maybe everybody is which Alabama team will show up tonight. You know, what kind of intensity. The head coach is not Nick Saban anymore. He's wearing a white outfit on game day, and I had to text his wife to ask if she dressed him because it was quite funny to see Coach Saban in all white. I wasn't sure what that was. He was like a Morgan Freeman-looking guy, God speaking. But in all seriousness, I do think there are going to be some points scored. But here's the thing, guys, from talking to the coaches on both sides of the ball, they have all the respect for Kirby Smart and the standard of his program. That's the biggest concern, 33 straight wins. You have to earn a victory against Georgia. And over the last really three seasons, even coaches last season, sometimes you didn't have to fully earn a victory to beat Alabama. We saw it against Florida State, last year, Oklahoma, road games where it just didn't seem like the tide showed up. But what I do have to report is Coach DeBoer has added a few words to his vocabulary, and I won't say what they are on air, but he's just gotten to be a little more intense as how he gets these guys to focus on the task at hand and really handling adversity. And I think from hearing from Ty Simpson in the offense, some of the coaches last night from Coach Grubb, they really like the game plan. And the fact of the matter is as good as Georgia is, they don't have the guys in interior D-line and rushing the quarterback that they have in pass. You get Jam Miller back. In the confidence level, I would just and I'm scared to report this, especially on air, but the confidence level on offense for what we're going to try to execute tonight with Jam Miller back and even some things that Ty's going to do running the football potentially, but especially getting to those receivers as long as you can protect Ty, we should be able to score points. Now, it's going to come down to turnovers and a lot of other things, but I'm excited to see lots here. Brooks is a kid we need to really watch for. Kevin Riley, not just Jam Miller. And I think Quavos will play at tight end a big role. But they're excited that we can get out there and execute our offense. And I don't think college football has seen the real Kalen DeBoer, Ryan Grubb offense in action much at all. And I think maybe we'll see it tonight. But we're going to have to bring it to beat these guys in their stadium.
Well, and you have to every year. There's no doubt. We're visiting with Mitch McConnell. He is in Athens getting set for that Alabama-Georgia game, which you'll see on ABC at 6:30 tonight. Mitch, let me ask you this, and we'll go around. I know Bobby's got a question. Ray's got a question. But I want to ask you, last night we saw Florida State, who's ranked eighth, get beat by Virginia in a double overtime, 46-38, the final in that. I think as an Alabama fan, most of us were saying, hey, we want to see Florida State go as far as they can because that makes that loss against Florida State makes us look a little bit better. But now with the loss there, has that affected anyone there? Have the players said anything about it? The coaching staff said anything about that?
I think they were surprised because Florida State really played us tough. It wasn't just Alabama not showing up, but they really executed. And you know, one of the things that one of the coaches said last night is gone are the days. Look at Ohio State last year, lost to a depleted Michigan. You broke their heart, and then they ended up making a run in the playoffs because they had the players and everybody galvanized at the right time. So I think it made a lot of people sad to see Florida State lose last night for exactly that reason. But the focus went right back to if Alabama beats Georgia, that won't matter. And so if Alabama loses and you got a two-loss Alabama, then it really, really looks worse. So I think it all comes down to tonight. But we were watching it with some of the coaches, and little bit of surprise, but you know, a team like Virginia can show up. Mississippi State, Arkansas could show up today. It's a different world of college football where things change almost every week, but certainly every year the rosters flip over. And we had a lot of talk about that last night, boys, but this is an excited Alabama team to get out and show what they can do. There's nobody sitting on their heels, and I think that Florida State loss is one of the reasons for it. And not just the language, but the attitude of Southern boys. That's one of the things one of the coaches said last night that's been with DeBoer forever is, you know, these kids speak a little different language. Just they need to be coached a little different. So I think the players are loving to see this side of Coach DeBoer. And he's not mad at them. He's mad at the opponent. So there's an intensity level here that I haven't seen.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. We're visiting with Mitch McConnell, McConnell Automotive, talking a little Alabama football. And real quick, Bobby, I know you got a question, but you mentioned Arkansas. Arkansas is taking on number 22 Notre Dame at 11 o'clock on ABC. To you, Bobby.
Well, Coach, I was going to ask you to expound a little bit on what you said. We were talking about Coach and his intensity. Do you think it and you actually kind of answered my question when you said he's fired up more. I was going to ask, well, maybe because of losing – that brings that intensity. Why hadn't we seen that before? Why is it showing up now?
I think it's a personality thing and it's a communication thing. So it's really not that the fire was there. You know, the ultimate thing that I have witnessed or at least been told by people very close to Coach DeBoer is that fire was there. But when your best friend calls you after a football game and says, hey, I hear you're getting fired, they're calling you soft. What's reported is just learning, Coach DeBoer learning how to coach in the South. You know, Brian Harsin had a hard time with it at Auburn, but it's a different vibe, a different attitude. And I don't think Kalen has changed as much as it's just woken up an even more competitive side of him that, you know, maybe was always there but not being communicated directly to the players. Does that make sense? So I think it's just an intensity level of communication.
Well, and I'll tell you that you're right. The SEC is a lot different from any other conference, especially whenever you look at how fast these defenses are. You're not seeing that in the Pac-12 and some of these other places. We're visiting Mitch McConnell. Ray, I know you got a question.
Well, just, you know, we haven't played in that stadium in a long time, and I think that's going to have a impact on the game. Would you not agree, Mitch?
I do. And listen, when you win 33 times straight in a stadium – that really means something. But it's mostly because they've had great players and great coaches. You know, it's not the stadium. And I think ultimately, you know, guys, when you go on the road against LSU last year, that should have been the toughest road game of Kalen DeBoer's career at Alabama. And we played one of our best football games since he's been the head coach. So there's not a lot of logic. But there's no denying Georgia is a tough place to play. Their fans are going to be pumped up. And listen, they hate Alabama because we've been their boogeyman. You know, they've won one time, and they get sick of hearing it's because we didn't have our wide receivers. But, you know, ultimately it's going to be
right.
A tough place.
And I think
– yeah.
Correct. And I think, you know, if we can just stay in there, you know, until the fourth quarter, it's going to be anybody's ball game. I just, you know, that's going to be the key. You know, just don't let that crowd get into it. Let's get out there and play.
You gotta grind to beat Georgia, don't you? And they proved it last year when jumped on them and had a big lead. But I think what I'm excited about is just to see what this team that Alabama has and Ty Simpson, Ryan Williams, Jeremy Bernard, you know, Parker Brailsford last night. He may be the MVP of the Alabama football team that nobody talks about, the center that Coach DeBoer. But one really strong endorsement of Coach DeBoer is two of the Alabama's best and toughest players are Jeremy Bernard and Parker Brailsford, who have been coached under him. This is not a soft coach, and he hasn't really changed who he is, but I think he's changed how he's communicating, and it seems to be helping the team respond. So if we win tonight, I think we owe Florida State send them some flowers because they punched us in the mouth and hopefully woke up a sleeping giant.
Well, let's hope so. Let's hope so for sure. I can tell you, I was at that stadium many years ago whenever they had the blackout and Alabama went on to win that. I had taken me, my son, and my nephew and one of their best friends. We were the last row in the Alabama section. Right behind us was Georgia fans. And to my Georgia friends like David Musial and Dan Brennan, guys, I got to tell you, y'all's fans were ugly. They were mean. They were brutal. I got three little kids over here, and there's words that I've never heard before.
The kids were cussing at me last time. The 08 blackout, when Alabama shocked them, Randy and Ray and Bobby.
Yep. I was there.
Walking to the game, every sorority I passed, I was younger then. I thought some girls were coming out to flirt with me, but they're actually coming out to cuss me out. So it is an intense place to play. I would get excited, and then they would say things to me that I can't repeat on the air, and we'd move. But there's an intensity level to Alabama and Georgia. And let's not discount, boys, that Alabama could be in Georgia's head, too. I think the fans, they're like, yay, let's play Alabama, and then they realize what happens most of the time recently. So I love this matchup, but I really think Alabama needs to win to have a playoff shot because a two-loss Alabama is
no
against
doubt.
That schedule. You're going to have a hard time winning out. So this is a big
tough
game. The players are excited. That's what I love to see. They're all about business, but I really think you're going to see an offense tonight that is going to look better than what college football fans expect.
Mitch, I got 15 seconds here. LSU, Ole Miss, who wins that one, and who wins Auburn or Texas A&M?
Ole Miss wins, and I'm picking Auburn in an upset. And I know it's not a big upset, but I really think that something's going to happen out there at A&M, and I think they're a heck of a team. But it's college football, Randy, and I got too many Auburn friends not to pick Auburn on air. So War Eagle to that. But I'm also picking Alabama, and I'm drinking the Kool-Aid, guys.
You're selling cars
now. If we win tonight and he gets the team fired up, because he's telling the players, go find the guy you're gonna take down, you know. And it is a different vibe around this team now. But roll tide, boys.
There you go. Hey, Mitch, have fun tonight, brother. We look forward to talking with you again real soon, right?
All right.
And let's make a comeback in that Ryder Cup, boys.
We need it. There you go. Mitch McConnell with McConnell Automotive. Check him out. McConnellAutomotive.com. No shenanigans. Hassle-free buying at McConnell Automotive. All right, we take a timeout. When we come back, we're going to break it down. We're going to get into the SEC schedule, get everybody's thoughts as Southern Fairways continues right after this. That right there is my theme song whenever I go play golf. Bobby, what can I say? What can I do? It's true, and you know it, Bobby. It's okay to say it.
Swing slowly.
Slowly.
Be smooth.
Hey, welcome back to Southern Fairways. We were wrapping up. I told you this would be the fastest hour in radio, and it is flying by. Randy Bergen along with Bobby Hall, Ray Schuessler hanging out with us right here in our Strixon studios. Ryder Cup going on. USA's got to do something. We have got to get this turned around because we don't want a boring day tomorrow in golf.
Well, that last hole, we got this TV here, you know, and Henley misses a birdie putt and Hovland makes a long par putt, and that's been really the story of the matches to me. You know, they're making the putts.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's what you always say. Hey, it comes down to the short game, right? Yeah. Putting is part of that short game. All right, guys, I want to move around the SEC real quick, get your thoughts. We'll kind of lay out the schedule here and kind of get maybe your predictions on who you think will win. Coming up at 11 o'clock, so just right after we get off the air, you've got number 22, Notre Dame. They are in Fayetteville, Arkansas, Razorback Stadium to take on those Arkansas Razorbacks. Right now, the line is Notre Dame's giving up 4.5. And they are predicting an over-under 63.5 points. That's pretty high scoring right there. Can Arkansas do that, Bobby?
No.
Okay, Ray?
I think Notre Dame, after that performance last week with Arkansas losing Memphis, Notre Dame takes the win. Sorry.
Well, I mean, they're ranked number 22 for a reason. And I think they are a little motivated. So, certainly we will see. Now, I got to tell you, Sam Pittman and that gang there at Arkansas, I like them. I mean, I think you might see them play a little extra hard. I tell you what it comes down to. I believe it's going to come down to special teams. Special teams. And I think if Arkansas can win the special teams, they win the ball game.
That's a lot of points. 60?
63.5.
Ooh.
What do you think, Ray?
I'm pulling for the Razorbacks. I like Sam Pittman, and we're going to find out here soon.
Okay.
You know, it's just, you know, right now football is just so unpredictable.
But there's so much parity now,
yeah.
Because, I mean, obviously the NIL has something to do with it. But I think the transfer portal has really changed college football as we know it.
Yeah.
And you're seeing – that's – see, and it goes back to what Mitch was saying about DeBoer. And Bobby, you asked a question, why has his attitude changed a little bit from the beginning? Why are we just now seeing it? Whenever you played at Alabama under Saban, you knew he was going to get on to you if you weren't doing what you were supposed to do. And if you didn't like it, well, there wasn't a whole lot you could do about it. Now you get in the transfer portal because you hollered at me. You hurt my feelings. I'm going to go play somewhere else, okay? Which I am not a fan of that. And I think they got to do some kind of cap, whether it's just maybe one transfer portal a year. Something's got to change there.
I hope you're right.
Yeah. So, all right, Ray, let's go to you. We're going to Vanderbilt, number 18. They are hosting Utah State. 23.5 points Vanderbilt's given up.
I think Vanderbilt is going to be a bear all season long based on what they've done so far.
They are ranked 18th. Pavia, the quarterback, has and the new coach or the coach here at Vanderbilt, I think they've really changed the mentality. And I would say Vanderbilt probably is going to be your winner there, and they may be. Just watch. I'm going to give them a couple more games here. Let's get back in the SEC schedule. Of course, most of these teams are out of the conference this week, and Texas has the weekend off. But I think Vanderbilt might be one of those teams that, if they can keep doing what they're doing, maybe playing a different level.
Yeah, they got the ball rolling for them. They got a lot of intensity. Crowds are more behind them. You know, they're having one of the best years we've ever seen out of Vanderbilt football. So, go Vandy. Go Commodores.
They'll be on at 11:45 on the SEC Network, so be sure and check that one out. At 2:30 on ABC, number 4 LSU, the Tigers roll in to Vaught Hemingway Stadium right there in Oxford, Mississippi, to take on the Ole Miss Rebels. That's going to be a really, really good game. Of course, Ole Miss is ranked 13th. The Mississippi, Ole Miss gives up 2.5 points on this, the over-under 57.5. It's a day game. If it were a night game, might be a little different. But I got to think right now LSU wins that ball game. Now, I know that Mitch had picked Ole Miss. What say you, Bobby?
I pick Ole Miss. I think they're coming into Vaught Hemingway Stadium. It's tough to play the Rebels there. They're on a roll. I just see Ole Miss winning at home. It'd be a good big win for them. But you're right. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be close.
Right?
I agree with Bobby. I'm going with Ole Miss.
Okay. All right.
All right, then. All right.
So well, you asked.
I know. I'm playing with you. Somebody's got to pull for LSU, right? All right. Auburn, we talked about Auburn and Texas A&M. There again, that's at 2:30 on ESPN. This will be a good ball game. I do believe now. I think Texas A&M has got a really good team. There's something about Auburn that's just kind of nagging at me. All right. And I think they may put it together here on the road to Kyle Field there in College Station. And they find a way to get a win. That's not going to be a pretty win, but I think they find a way to get the win. And it may be that defense comes up with a big play. Yeah. Right?
Go ahead.
I agree. I think after last week's shenanigans with the refs and everything, I think Auburn's got a little bit extra going. What happened last week? Years of, you know, watching football and what happened and – you know, with the SEC office making that. I've never seen anything like that in my life.
A lot of missed calls.
Bad calls.
I mean, it was tough. If you're an Auburn fan, you were probably steaming.
Oh, they're still steaming. I mean, the president or the AD makes that press release Thursday night. You know, after, you know, it's crazy. They got to regroup and just go play ball, but I think they're going to.
I think they got a little motivation.
Yeah.
A little motivation. Bobby?
Yeah, I think Auburn wins, and I think they got a chip on their shoulder after last week. That was some horrible calls. Oklahoma had lined up four or five people in the backfield. They didn't call that. They had the
pass interference,
the split end walking to the sidelines. That's just, you know, I don't know. They just stooped to a lower level as far as I'm concerned at Oklahoma to pull that play. They think they have to
I mean, they have a meeting with the coaches, from what I understand, in the – summer and say you can't do this. They do it. It just doesn't. None of it adds up to me.
So yeah. So I'm taking Auburn.
Okay. All right. Let's move on to number 15. Tennessee travels to Davis Wade Stadium in Stark, Vegas, to take on the Bulldogs. Tennessee's given up 7.5 points. I got 63.5 as the over under. I think Tennessee wins this one. Mississippi State just. I'm sorry, Mississippi State fans. Just not that good.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. They're coming into that stadium. The cowbells will be ringing, but I think Tennessee shuts them up pretty quick and handles them pretty easily. Sorry, John Michael.
Yeah, exactly.
My assistant pro went to Mississippi State, but Tennessee's just going to be a little stronger than what they want.
And, right.
This is one game. Something tells me Mississippi State's a little bit better this year. But I don't have a feel for this game.
Yeah. I think Tennessee's all on this one. All right. Well, let's go to the big one. Alabama and Georgia, 6:30 on ABC. Of course, we've already talked about it. They're in Sanford Stadium playing between the hedges. Bulldogs come in ranked 5th. Alabama ranked 17th. 2.5 points. Georgia's given up 54.5 over and under. And I know how we all feel. Can we say roll tide?
Roll tide.
So I think Alabama has something to prove here. And Georgia has always – there's something about when Alabama rolls in, Georgia kind of has what we're seeing with the U.S. Ryder Cup team right now. They just kind of blanket out here. So let's hope that happens.
I say roll tide.
I hope this happens. I hope y'all are both right. I just got an uneasy feeling about this game tonight. I don't – you know, I'm not – a pessimist, but there's I hope we play our tails off and win the game, but I don't know.
Ray, you can't play politics.
Yeah, come on, Ray. Come on, call it, man. Just call it. All right, this is an easy one right here. Massachusetts rolls into to Memorial Stadium in Columbia, Missouri, take on number 20, Missouri. That's on ESPNU at 6:30. I think that's not – shouldn't be a problem for Missouri. They're playing really well. Massachusetts, really?
Yeah. Warm-up game.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is – it's not even
Tigers
on the radar.
And they're at home, right?
Yeah, they're in Missouri. Yeah.
Missouri's going to be a tough out for
Alabama.
After tonight, you know, we got a bunch of tough games. You know,
no doubt.
Just the beginning of a tough run of games.
All right, Bobby, last one. And this will be a pretty good ball game. Kentucky goes into Williams-Brice Stadium there in Columbia, South Carolina, to take on the Gamecocks of South Carolina, 6:45 on SEC.
Gamecocks having a tough time. I'm going with the Wildcats.
Well, there's no doubt that they need to have a win.
Hey, sorry, folks out there. I know we're wrapping up the show, but just watching the Ryder Cup, that's one of the worst shots Scheffler's ever hit. And so they come down and win another match. So,
all right,
it's going to be a tough,
It's going to be a tough afternoon this afternoon. And it may be a very quiet Sunday. So,
well, that's going to do it. Ray, thanks for coming in and hanging out with us, man.
I appreciate it. Always great to see y'all.
All right, buddy. Bobby, as always.
Thanks very much for having us on.
Roll Tide. Roll Tide. All right, until next week, y'all have a great day. Roll Tide. War Eagle, all that good stuff. We'll see you next week. Thanks to our producer, Steve Stanley, for giving us on the air. Hey, remember, hit a knee, say a prayer. God bless America. God bless Israel. I'm Randy Bergen for the whole staff. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.